this week on the Time Bat Show. And they have claimed that it is very possible that the massive cosmic joint is, in fact, an alien probe that was sent to, you know, sniff out our universe, or our galaxy, rather.
Are you sure they said that?
They said it's possible. Everyone, and welcome to episode 103 of the Time Bat Show. I am one of your hosts, Timasis.
And I am your other host, Bat Snacks.
It's been a hot minute since our last episode.
It's been 2 weeks since our last episode.
I was sick last week. Or something. I don't remember what happened. Something happened. It's the time of the year, you know, when everyone gets sick.
And yeah.
Stuff.
It's getting to be fall. It's October.
Have you been
is it
sick?
No, it's not October. No, it's already November.
Oh, it's your Halloween.
I didn't do anything, did you?
I went to a haunted house.
That sounds more fun.
It's weird because I'm like 30 years old now, right? So it's like...
Yeah.
It's like... There's a weird thing that happens with Halloween, right? It's like... It like fluctuates throughout your life. Like the coolness of it, right? It's like...
Yeah.
When you're little, it's like the coolest thing ever. And then you start to be a teenager and you're like, okay, this isn't cool anymore. And then in college, or like when you're like 18, when you can drink, you know, 18, 19, 20, 21.
Yeah, that's the shit, yeah.
It's like, oh, Halloween's the best. And then when you're in like your early 20s, you're like, oh, I'm an adult. I don't do Halloween anymore, right? But like now I'm at a point in my life, I'm like, I don't care. Yeah, I'll go to haunted house. There's a bunch of kids there. I don't give a crap. Like, it's fun. Who cares, you know?
So yeah, I would say... At least for me, in my late 20s, Halloween had a huge resurgence because I was like, you know what? I'm past thinking things are lame.
Right. This is, exactly. I'm
gonna get down with culture, exactly. Do this thing.
Because when I was like 24, 25, I wouldn't go to haunted house. I'd be like, oh, this is for like teenagers. You know, this is not cool. This is lame.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's just like, who cares? Like, life's short.
Just have some fun.
Life's short. Just do it. You know, that's what I say.
Yeah.
Have a good time. So,
but yeah, the reason I didn't do anything, it was on a Wednesday this year, wasn't it?
It was on a Wednesday.
I had work at like 7 the next day, and like I'm not gonna drink
on Wednesday. Like, what'd you do last year? I got wasted on a Wednesday. I got
totally hammered at a Halloween party.
No, I went to the haunted house on the Saturday night before. So that was like,
oh, okay.
That was like when I celebrated Halloween. On the day, I just sat at home in my underwear watching like horror movies. I want to say,
yeah, that's how you do it.
I think we talked about this last time, but I went through like a marathon of horror movies this October.
Yeah, you told me you signed up for that subscription Shutter service that gives you...
I still have it. They still got me again. Like, I forgot to cancel.
Is it on auto-renew?
It's a monthly, yeah.
Yes!
They got me again. It's what they're counting on, you know? They're like, they're banking on you forgetting. And then you're like, oh, I'll just do it next month. I'll cancel. And you just don't. And you just never do. But they got me. But the last movie I watched... was on Netflix, and I watched it on Halloween night. I was like, let's finish out with this. And it was like an anthology of like mini horror movies, like 10-minute things, you know what I mean?
Was like it that American Horror Story show?
No. It was a movie length. It was like an hour and a half, and it was like 10 horror movies, like mini like stories that were like all 10 minutes long or whatever. And it was called, like, Halloween Tales or something. And it was on Netflix. It was produced by Netflix. And it was awful. It was, like, the worst thing I've ever
seen. I'm sorry. It sounds really cool.
It was really bad. The thing is, like, they have some good Halloween anthologies, like, with a lot of smaller stories, like Creepshow and Night Shift, I think it's called. But this one, I thought that would be, like, in that vein. But this one was just... It was written by... You could tell this was written by millennials. And I don't want to disparage our generation. But, like, I could just tell. I was just like, this is, like, try-hard millennials all writing. Like, I could write a better Like, it was like 10 or so stories, right? I could write a better story. Like, I could wake up tomorrow morning and write down just drivel on a page and take 5 minutes, and I would have a better horror story than the all these separate small movies.
So we're going to have to go through one of these stories now, because I need to understand and fully appreciate how bad these are.
There were so many bad ones. I can't even, like, pick which one's worse. But okay, I'll think of one.
Just, like, a random one.
Here's the one that's just really dumb. And I'm going to spoil it, but who cares? No one should ever watch
it. Don't watch it. Like,
so they're all just really bad horror, like, mini horror movies. One of them is, like, these people are hanging out Halloween night, and it's like a couple. It's like two couples, I want to say, right? It's like one couple and another.
Yeah.
And they're sitting at one of their houses, drinking wine, you know, watching a horror movie, just having a very chill Halloween. They're like, you know, laughing with each other. And, you know, they're getting trick-or-treaters because it's Halloween. So they're handing out candy to trick-or-treaters. And randomly, you know, they get a doorbell ring from another trick-or-treater, and one of the girls goes up to hand out candy. And the girl that's on the other end is dressed as, like, a cow or something unassuming, you know.
Is this an adult in a
No, kid's it's a kid. It's, like, a 12-year-old
girl. Okay.
And then this kid brings out a butcher knife, and she stabs the woman. Like, for no reason. It's just, it's a Halloween movie, And then, like, the woman stumbles back. You know, and the little girl leaves, and then the other people, the other adults are like, what happened? Oh, no, you know, these are all, like, adults. These are all the people in, like, the 30s. And they're like, what happened? Mm-hmm. And then they, like, open the door to see what happened, and kids just rush into their house and start murdering them. Like, trying to kill them. And it's like, what is this? Why is this movie? Like, what? This isn't scary. This is stupid. And then the big twist, and this is the best part. And I wasn't paying attention that much because it frankly was.
I've already got big problems with what we're hearing, but
here's the twist, though. Okay, you ready for the twist?
I'm ready.
The twist is that one of the couples was, like, torturing a kid earlier in the day, and they, like, ate his eyeballs.
Come on.
So all the kids were getting revenge on that. But it's like, why is that? Why is this what is this a movie? Like, what is the point of this? It's not surprising. It's not scary. It's not interesting to watch. It's just dumb. Like, why
are you doing that? I haven't seen the movie, but I can kind of understand it through what you said. And in my opinion, I don't think they earned that kid stabbing the lady. Like, you can't just have a kid come in the door and stab someone. Right? That's so stupid.
There was no build-up. It was just like, stab! And you're like, what the
hell? You gotta earn that. You gotta tell me a story first before you can stab someone.
There was no story. It was just like, they're like sitting drinking wine for a minute and then stab. And you're like, what is happening in this movie? This is not even good. Yeah, there was no earned... And I think that was the problem with a lot of these. Like, none of it was earned. It was just like, why is this existing?
Like, you know what that's like? Okay, so there's, like, this film student, and he's like, I'm gonna make a movie. A kid's gonna stab this lady. And then he does. And then he shows it to his teacher, and his teacher's just like, well, why'd the kid stab the lady? And he's just like, because it's scary.
Because it's cool.
And then the teacher's like, no, there has to be a reason. Go back and put a reason. He's like, okay, someone... tortured a kid. Maybe it wasn't the same one, but...
But, like, they attended it to the end of the movie, so it would make sense. Like, the beginning of the movie is still dumb, but the end's like, oh, the twist, that's why they did it. It's like, it doesn't make any better. It's like, that's a stupid reason.
The beginning was probably already, like, shot and edited. They just needed
like, we need a reason. They're like, let's have a twist. It'll be like the end of Saw. Like, they probably thought they were being
slap a twist on the
and
end
you're
of
like,
it.
No, this is stupid. But I don't even want to bring up the other ones. They were all atrocious. They were all so bad. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen. I don't know how we started talking about this for 8 minutes. But no, I had a good Halloween. It was fun. So, yeah. How have you been? What have you been up to?
What have I been up to?
Yeah. Anything exciting going on?
A week ago, I went on a super cool camping trip into the Smoky Mountains, and it was so fun.
You just camped. You've camped so much this year.
Well, we went to Desert Days and did camping, And then, like, literally the next weekend, my parents wanted to go on a camping trip with, like, me and my sister and, you know, my cousin. Like, just us hanging out.
That's so cool.
And I was like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm going to do that. We never do this kind of stuff. And we did, and it was so fun. I got to hike on some nature trails. Saw some water, rivers, if you will.
That sounds cool.
Some rocks.
Sounds really fun. Sounds relaxing.
It was really great. It improved my my disposition a lot. I think I've noticed.
You've become a more positive person after this.
Yeah. See, this is I don't know if you remember, but our last Time Bat Show episode was pretty negative. We were pretty down.
It was, and I think this is like a problem I have. Hanging out with other people that are like negative all the time, like I'm negative, and if I hang out with someone that's negative, it's just like it feeds off of, you know what I mean? It's like a cycle of like negativity, you know what I mean?
I mean, don't get me wrong, I've not suddenly become a positive person. No,
but I think the problem, I probably didn't help your negativity, and you didn't help. You see what I'm saying? It's like
we feed off each other and just become a negative pit.
And like. It's weird. Like, I'm glad that you feel like your disposition has improved. But it's weird because sometimes, you know, I'd be negative to people. And people are like, why are you so negative all the time? And I'm like, because that's the way I am. And, like, part of me, like, my brain, this is going to sound stupid. But part of me, I'm like, I like it. I want to be real negative all the time.
Yeah, I want to take this negativity and darkness and just rub it all over my body and just...
and smash other people's dreams and all that stuff. It's like, why? I don't know, but I don't know. It's not a good outlook, but it's definitely one that I have a lot.
I feel that. I feel that for sure.
I'm glad. So, good weekend. Positive... You know, life reaffirming kind of thing going on. See, yeah.
So in the same vein as like liking being negative and that kind of thing, I've been thinking about this a lot. So like ways to improve my negativity and like traditional ways just don't work for me.
What are traditional ways? Give me an example.
Traditional ways. Oh, go exercise. Go eat right.
Go outside. You know.
Go outside. Talk to more people. Yeah. Right. Like.
Talking to people just makes me more depressed.
It makes it so much worse.
Because it just reveals how bad I am at talking to people.
Yeah. Or it's just like, this is why I'm negative, because of you people.
I'm like, you go to try to talk to people, and they're like, so how about the weather? And you're like, God damn it, I hate
shut up. did you watch the basketball game? No, I didn't watch the basketball game.
I don't care about the stupid basketball game.
I don't like basketball.
And then you, like, stomp off, and you're like, this is why I'm negative all the time, because people are idiots. Ah!
Yeah.
So those don't work for you.
Yeah, what I've noticed is I need to do something weird to make myself happy, usually.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that can be something like reading maybe a weird book, doing something kind of... We've talked about, like, I haven't done this, but we've talked about the idea of going to, like, a weird UFO disclosure meeting with, like, other weird UFO, because that would make me happy, because it's weird, you know.
And I think, personally, you brought up the weird UFO thing. And I think, like, what makes me negative a lot is being a part of, like, a community of people that don't care. Like, socializing with people that are just, like, normal and, like, blasé, and it's just like, it's like the status quo. It's like, oh, this is boring. This is, you know, they're talking about,
you know what it is. I don't want what works for them to work for me.
Right.
I need something different than that.
And so, like, you bring up, like, going to these weird meetings or, like, going to weird events with a bunch of weird people. That's exciting to me because it's like, okay, these people, maybe they realize they're being really ignorant and crazy about UFOs, but you know what? They're having a good time on their own on their own terms. You know what I mean? And like, that's what I need. I need to have a good time on my own terms. You know, not the way the world thinks that it should be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I don't know. I do want to go to one of those things.
Yeah, and we can talk about that. Speaking of like the weird UFO meetings, Like, what's your plan? How are we going to do it? We're going to do it.
I was watching Close Encounters of the Third Kind yesterday, which is like why I was reminded of this.
Yeah.
And there's a part in that movie. I mean, there are several parts in that movie where it's like, you've seen Close Encounters, right?
Yeah, it's a great movie. I haven't seen it since I was a kid, but I know that I love it.
Still a great movie. So, like, you know, some people see UFOs and they're like, oh my God, there's UFO. And they're convinced that they're real and stuff. And obviously they are real. But then they, like, try to, like, look at more UFOs. And there's a scene in the movie that sticks out to me. It's the night after the first sighting of the UFO over this small town in, like, Arkansas or whatever it is. And the first sighting was on this highway. And there's, like, this big cliff. And the main character saw the UFO the first night. And so the next night, he's like, I'm going to go back to the same spot. And I'm going to see if there's a UFO at the same time as there was last night. You know, it's a logical thing. Because he's obsessed with it now because he saw it once.
That's what I would
do. He goes there. And there's, like, 30 people that are just chilling, like, hanging out. There's, like, somebody, like, campfire with a guitar. There's a person, like, playing cards. They're just chilling out, waiting for this UFO. And they just created this little, small UFO watchers community, like, out of thin air, you know, because they're just, you know, they're just having a good time watching UFO. And I think, like, an interesting thing for me is, like, that kind of type of community that's just spontaneous is exciting to me because the people there, they don't have an agenda. I mean, their agenda is to watch a UFO, but their goal is just to, like, it's like a self, it's a self, I don't know how to describe it. It's something, self-fulfillment thing, right? It's like they want to do it for themselves, and they happen to be around other people who are doing similar things just for themselves, and it's just like, but they all happen to be get together, and they're forming a loose community, and I think that's cool. Like, it's spontaneous and
fun. Like, for every single person in that movie at that campsite would be there alone.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly. Because they just want to.
Like, it doesn't matter if there are people there or not. They're,
right.
Each individual person would be there. They're on a mission. But it just so happens that there's 30 of them with that mission.
And because there's, like, other people that want to be fulfilled the same way you want to, it makes you happy because you're like, I'm not the only one. I'm not crazy. You know, I'm part of a group, it's even validating. Though I'm not, like, I'm not trying to be part of a group, but I am part of one because what I want to do. You know what I mean? I think that's, like, it's an interesting, because that's kind of a key. I've realized this my whole life, is I hate being part of groups. And the reason I hate it is because I feel like most of the time I have to change, or I have to, like, alter something about myself to become part of that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But if there's a group that I'm just organically part of because that's who I am or that's what I happen to be doing at a certain time, then it's just a spontaneous, organic thing. And then it's just kind of like happiness because I'm being, like you said, you're being validated. It's like your goals and happiness are just happen to be shared by other strangers. And that just makes me, you know, it's just like, oh, this is nice, you know?
Yeah, that is nice.
I don't know. That's, you know, you don't get that feeling a lot, but I think when you get it, it's like, it's really cool, you know.
I think that feeling probably used to happen a lot more before the internet, because now.
Yeah. Like, it's interesting we keep talking about all these things I have written down to talk about, we're just naturally segueing into them.
Yeah, we're not going in order, but this segues very nicely into the internet causing this exact problem where. We've even talked about this on the show before, maybe not as deeply, but say like you're part of a gaming community. We both are. Yeah. And we've both gone to a gaming meet and we've both had the experience. It doesn't happen to every gaming meet, obviously, but we've had the experience where you show up and no one says a word.
Yeah. Or they don't have their own like clicks already and you're just.
Yeah. And you know why? Because everybody already knows everything about the game. Like, they know
there's nothing everything.
There's nothing to talk about. Yeah. You're like, did you see the big evil dragon spawned in World of Warcraft the other day and we killed
it? Of course
I
did.
It's like, obviously. Like, I was there.
But, like, you know, it's absolutely. Because I've gone to these things before and it's just like the people you meet there, it's like, okay, they share that common interest with you. But outside of that, like, there's nothing new or interesting that I'm learning. And maybe part of it for me is, like, I want to, like, talk to people or, like, be part of a group that's, like, more looser and, like, oh, there's, you know, interesting things going on that are outside of this centralized topic or whatever.
There's, like, a goal that's more than just, okay, we're going to meet.
Mm-hmm. And it's weird because, like, goal. I feel like the internet, it like, really compartmentalizes people in such that, like, oh, do you like this? Okay, then hang out with these people or talk to these people on the internet that are these very small segment of people. And then when those people get together, it's like, well, what do we talk about? It's like, okay, the only thing we can talk about is the thing we are here for, right? Whereas in, like, real life, it doesn't, things don't work that way. Like, you don't meet a stranger on the side of the road and you're like, I know you like whatever, you know, World of Warcraft is your example or whatever. It's like, and then we're going to talk about that because
what's your opinion on my barbarian build?
Yeah, that's like, not how real life works. So I don't know. I think before the internet, you know, people would meet kind of spontaneously and more randomly, you know, and it's just like, oh, I happen to be in a similar a place where this other person is, where this group of people are, and that's just kind of spontaneous. Now it's like, oh, I don't want to go anywhere unless I know the people that are there are all on the same page of me in some interest or capacity, you know. But I think that devalues the whole experience for me, like a lot. I don't know if that makes sense at all.
It makes perfect sense to me. So you have that.
You know what I mean, though? Does that, I don't know, like,
it makes perfect sense to me. We are coming up on minute 20, though, in the in this episode.
We're getting really, we got really heady, like, real fast in this episode.
It's okay. It's good.
We should do a trivia to lighten the mood a little bit.
Okay. So I know that I did trivia last time, but I had some good questions for today. So I'm going to go ahead and... I'm so excited about your trivia. I was really excited, and I insisted, and I'm going to ask you some trivia questions today. And before I ask you, I'll tell you that your first category is movies.
Okay, so I need to pick a lifeline. And
I'll have you pick a lifeline.
I'm going to make it a little challenging for me. Not challenging, but I'm going to do 50-50.
Okay.
Because I feel like I know a lot about movies, and I could do this.
Yeah. Good luck.
don't good luck me.
All right. So the first question is, Mr. Miyagi from The Karate Kid shows Daniel-san the secret to his family's karate in the second movie, The Karate Kid 2.
Okay.
What is the secret? Is it...
I don't know.
Is it A, the one-inch punch technique? Is it B, a handheld drum?
Handheld drum.
Okay. Is it C, a tree breaking palm strike? Or is it D, a special bonsai tree?
What? I don't remember any of this. I thought one of these would be like, your heart is the secret of karate or something like that, right?
No, this is the secret to Mr. Miyagi's karate from his family.
So... okay, so some techniques, the one-inch punch,
the tree-breaking
drum, the tree-breaking, and what was the last one?
A special bonsai tree.
He has a tree, and that's the secret of the thing?
It's the secret, maybe.
His tree? I mean, I could see it. That's a weird thing, but I'm going to use my 50-50.
Okay. It is either a handheld drum or a special bonsai tree.
So it's an object.
Yes.
Ooh, interesting. How would an object give you more karate power? That doesn't make any sense to me.
I this won't answer the question, but the object informs a karate style.
Oh. So
in the case of a handheld drum, it would be drum style.
Yeah.
In the case of the tree, it would be bonsai style.
Oh, okay, yeah, this makes a lot more sense. I'm just trying to imagine what drum style would be. It's like boom, you gotta like go with your heartbeat, you know? It's like boom.
Oh yeah.
Boom. Like you strike as your heart beats.
Strike, and because you're doing that, the blood from your heart gives you power in your hand.
More power, yes. You can't see what I'm doing, but I'm punching my computer screen
right now. It works. I'm doing it right now.
So we're both doing it?
Yeah.
Have you noticed in karate, like, you have to, like, say things when you punch?
To give you, like, I don't know what it does.
Like, what is that about? Like... Like, I don't know what you're doing when you're like, oh, like, what is that? Does
it? Oh my god! All right, when you were a kid, did you go to karate class?
Yes, I did.
I did too for like a week. And I remember at the end of the week, we had like the teacher was going to show us the special karate moves that he does, and he started like. Making like these noises that were really loud, and I was like, I don't like this. This
it's like, it's like, why are you making noises? Like, what does that have to do with anything? I love how you went to karate for like a week because I too went to karate for like a week.
Yeah,
I feel like every kid that was born. In like, or that grew up in the 90s, went to karate for like a week to like a month. Like, it wasn't the whole time. It was just like, it was just something you do as a child. Your parents put you in karate and be like, let's see how this works. And then you're there for like 2 weeks. You get like one belt and you're like, I'm out. Like, this is weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Jackie Chan was in the 90s. So you'd see one of his movies and be like, yeah, like, that's me.
And then you go to a class and you realize, like, oh, this is going to take me, like, 20 years. So I'm like, just get to this point. Like, I'm not willing to do that.
They give you I think the first one is the white belt. Yes, and there's, like, 50 belts before you get to the black one.
Yeah, and the annoying thing is, like, once you get the white belt, there's another belt. But, like, it doesn't change color. They just put, like, a ring around the white belt. Like, I learned
that. I remember that. Yeah, like, there's, like, a stripe.
I was like, I don't want a stripe. I just give me the black belt. Like, just give me that now. Like, can you just skip that and just give me it? Like, it's just a belt. Like, why does it matter? Anyway, back to the question. The beating drum or the bonsai? So, bonsai technique, I could imagine, is, like, you're, like, swaying a lot. You're swaying in the wind. And then it's kind of like Drunken Master. You know, you're like, oh, when your opponent doesn't expect it, wha-bam! You know.
Hit you with a branch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like beating drum sounds more Mr. Miyagi, because he's like, the drum beat informs your rhythm of your moves. You know what I mean? So I'm going to go with the drum beat. The hand drum, whatever the hell that one was.
Finally. Yeah, the hand drum. The handheld drum is correct.
Yes. Is there any more really context good. To this one, or is it just...
So I can tell you the story from the movie. It is so much more ridiculous than I remember. I watched these movies recently.
Okay.
Mr. Miyagi, in the final scene of the movie, uses... This isn't like a drum you play with your hands. You know that like toy drum that you like twist it and there's beads that hit it?
Oh yeah, and it goes pow, 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 pow. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
He's got one of those?
That's it.
That's it?
In the very end of the movie, everybody brings out the little toy drum with the beads on it and they're just swinging it and it defeats the big bad guy.
How?
I don't know.
Friendship. The power of friendship. I don't remember that part of the movie, but I have to rewatch the Karate Kid Part 2 now to see the hand drum part. So does that make you like more powerful? I think that's the idea.
I don't know. I don't understand it all.
If you know the answer to that, listener, please let us know. You can contact us at TimeBetsHow on Twitter or contact at TimeBetsHow.com. Because I think it's like a breathing thing. Like, it's got to be like a... You're like expelling air, but you're doing it in like a soundful way, so it's like more exciting. It's like, hoo-ah! You know?
I mean, I can tell you how it made me feel to do it in karate. It made me feel really self-conscious. And
lot of noise right now.
Like...
Am I supposed to be making this much noise?
I'm not allowed to do this at home to make this much noise. Like...
If you did that, like, on the side of the road, people would be like, what is this crazy person doing? He's making noise and waving his hands all over the place. That guy's weird. What were we talking about before the trip? Oh, we were talking about UFO stuff. UFO stuff. There's a news article. We have a massive cosmic joint update for you folks today. I don't know if you remember. Many months ago, there was a weird object that circled our planet, I guess, if you will, and it was like a big long object,
cylinder shaped.
People didn't know what it was, and they were like, "Oh, it could be like an alien thing or whatever." And we dubbed it the massive cosmic joint because it looked like a massive cosmic joint, like a giant doobie that a giant alien smoked. Anyway, there's an update on that. Apparently, Harvard scientists have done a study, and they have claimed that it is very possible that the massive cosmic joint is, in fact, an alien probe that was sent to, you know, sniff out our universe, or our galaxy, rather.
Are you sure they said that?
They said it's possible. I mean, the internet's, like, running a little wild with it. But, yeah, they said that is a possibility. Like, that it is a actual alien probe. And they said it could use, like, the solar sail stuff. And that's why it was going so fast. Because they noticed when it got close to Earth, it sped up and, like, flew past it really fast. And they're like, why? That doesn't fall in line with celestial objects, but they're like, oh, it could be a probe.
It sped up?
Yeah, that's what they said. Their data shows it does.
That's weird.
Bum, bum, bum. So, it could be aliens. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember them saying that the shape of the object, the joint shape, if you will, it was unusual because if it were a fragment from an asteroid or whatever, they're usually round. Because, you know, if something spins really fast, it'll just break apart.
Right, and it's really weird for an object to be shaped like that.
Yeah, unless it's intentionally shaped like that. Right.
So, yeah, it could be a probe. Which, one of our listeners' questions today was, why hasn't Donald Trump revealed the aliens to the U.S. public? And I don't know the answer to that. Do you think the government is hiding something? We're like conspiracy today. That's like the theme of the episode.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's my dream, to be the late night conspiracy. Like, when Coast to Coast, yeah, when Coast to Coast AM died, and I know it's still technically on air, but Art Bell is dead, and that's Coast to Coast AM to me.
We should take the mantle up. Who do we have to contact to get that?
Someone already did it, and I don't think we're gonna wrestle it out of his hands.
Can we do it? Can we do another one though? I think we're missing that. So here's what I think we're missing in the internet age. Because there's too much information out there. Everyone already knows everything. There was snow, right?
Yeah.
There's not a mystery anymore, right? It's like in the 70s. Like, no one knew anything, you know?
Yeah, so everything was mysterious.
You're driving home in your car at 2 a.m., turn the radio on, and a random guy's like, so there's a new Bigfoot sighting in Wyoming today. And you turn it up, and you're like, yeah, I want to hear all about that, you know? Today, you just Google it, and you're just like, yeah, it's fake.
Yeah, you know? It turns out 1,000 people have proved that wrong.
So this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do with the radio show. And I don't want to tell people the context of it. I just want to make up stuff that could be true. Maybe some of it is true, but some of it's definitely not. Mm-hmm. And just have that, give people that mystery, you know, every day or every week, night or whatever. You know, and like tell them weird things that are happening. Some of them might be real, some of them might be not, but at least at the end of the day, they get a little mystery in their lives. It's like, oh, that's weird. I haven't heard of that. And then at the end of the show, you say, like, oh, this isn't on the internet because it goes too deep. The rabbit hole is too deep for the internet. It's only on the dark web or something. You know,
it's
you
only, that's why it's
not there.
We give got them insider little, info.
Yeah, give them a little mystery to their lives.
I really like that. I wish I could find more of that mystery for my life, but it's just so rare on the internet these days, and it's like,
well, we know everything there is to know, and it's so boring because, like, you know everything there is to know. It's like back in the day, you find a mystery, and you're like, this is my life's goal
to solve this mystery. Yeah. But today it's just like, oh, we already know the answer to that. Or it's like, or like, we don't know the answer, but it's probably, you know, it's probably space gas or whatever. I don't know. You know, something stupid.
Even if someone does share like a really sincere, in earnest, spooky, mysterious thing with the internet, they just are instantly shot down in every situation. Like,
oh, it proves it. No, this is wrong. You know,
it's like, not how it is. You know, like someone goes on like a forum and says, "I think I saw the ghost of my grandma or something." They're just like, "No, you're being stupid. You're being an
ghosts
idiot.
Ghosts aren't real. Don't be dumb." Blah 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 blah. Yeah, like, but I like the mystery. I think it's interesting, and I kind of feel like unfulfilled as a person that I don't have something like that, like that I could just latch on to. Sometimes I feel like I was born in the wrong time period because, like, every time things people get enjoyment out of today are like the opposite of what I get enjoyment out of. People get enjoyment out of like having the answers and like knowing everything. And I get absolutely no joy out of knowing answers to things.
No.
Like, when I find answers to things for a brief second, I'm like, I figured it out. And then I'm like disappointed because I have nothing else to do, you know, with this. You know what I mean? You're like, it's over. I have nothing. So it's like, you know that like high you get when you find a new Wikipedia article and you're like, it's some weird thing. And you're like, this is awesome. And you're scrolling, and you're like, this is such a cool mystery. And then you get to the bottom, and then just like, and it is proven to be a hoax. And you're like, damn it! Like, damn it! You know, it's just like,
the Black Knight. I wanted it to be real.
Yeah, I wanted, not even to be real, I wanted it to be unresolved. So it's like,
yeah, at the very least.
But everyone today gets like, they like the safety and the knowledge of like, okay, everything is known. You can Google everything, and the answer's there, clear as day. I get absolutely no joy out of that. I want things to be unsolved.
Unsolved and cool and mysterious.
It's more interesting to me.
I'll tell you what our listeners can do to help the internet be more mysterious. And that's, if someone shares a mysterious thing, don't just go...
Don't be a skeptic.
Don't be a skeptic. Be open-minded.
Be open-minded.
There's plenty of skeptics.
Being a skeptic is important. I'm skeptical. But I think the key being skeptical is not to shoot down the person. You can be like, oh, I don't know if that's true, but you don't be like, oh, you're dumb. You know, you don't like, don't degrade the person. Try to be open minded about what they have to say. You know, have a conversation with them. Don't just one and done. Ghosts aren't real. Period. Like that's dumb. Like that's not gonna, that doesn't make the other person feel any better about their experience. You know.
Yeah,
you don't know,
and it doesn't make. I mean, if it makes you feel better, then shame on you.
And I think the internet really promotes that kind of quick, like one and done things. And I think it makes a lot of people feel good about themselves to be able to shoot other people down really fast. Be like, you're dumb, you're dumb, you're dumb, you're dumb, you're dumb. The end. Log off. Go to bed. You know, that's like their whole day. They get home from work and they just call people idiots for 30 minutes, and then they're like, all right, I'm done. I'm out. You know. I
agree.
That's where I fall on the internet or on the mystery of life. And we talked about this before, but like my dream is to like have some mystery that I like.
I don't know. I don't know. No, it's funny because I don't know if we talked about this. I don't remember when it was. Was it last week or two weeks ago?
I don't remember. It was
you texted me at what was it like 2 a.m. or something?
It was really early.
You were like, "Hey, I want to find a mystery." And I was like, let's do it.
I was watching some show. Yeah. And like these two guys, it was like a documentary about these two dudes that were searching for some guy that they like heard about like 20 years ago. That's like very legendary status. And they're like, I got to find this guy. It's my life goal. And like one of the guys calls the other like 2 in the morning. He's like, I found an old newspaper clipping, you know, with the thing. And I'm just like, how cool would that be to have some, like, thing that you're doing that you don't even know if it's ever going to get resolved, but, like, the thrill of the hunt, like, that sounds, that's what I want to do. And you can't do that today because everything's already, we already figured everything out already, you know?
Everybody knows everything.
It's boring, you know? It's boring. I don't know.
You know, so, it's anyway. Not boring.
What?
What's not boring is our next trivia question of the day.
Oh. Which is what? Great segue.
Okay. I'll tell you the category. It's going to be...
I feel like we're just talking about random crap on this episode, which is whatever. Fine, I guess. Go ahead.
All right. Your next category is movies, and I'll have you choose a lifeline.
Another movie one?
Yeah, another movie question.
Wow. I do info, please.
Are you sure?
Okay, I won't do that. I'll do 10 Second Bing.
Okay. Yeah. That was a good choice. You're going to need it.
Info, please. Wouldn't do me any good here, huh?
Okay. Your question is, Mr. Miyagi received Mr. Miyagi received all of these medals from the United States military except for one.
What is happening right now? Go ahead.
So which honor was not bestowed upon Mr. Miyagi?
Okay.
Is it A, the Medal of Honor? Is it B, a Purple Heart with one So like, so far you know that he either has a Medal of Honor or a Purple Heart.
There's no way this is real. Keep going.
Okay. C. Jeez. A European African Middle Eastern campaign medal.
What the hell is that? That doesn't even make sense. Why would that be in the movies specifically?
Or D, the Distinguished Service Cross.
What the hell? So he has all, he has three of these, but not one.
Yep.
What? No.
Which, like, come on, he's a janitor. Like,
when did he get these medals?
I don't know.
Was he in the war or something?
I think he was in World War II.
Oh my god. Okay, all right, let me logic this through. Whew. All right, Medal of Honor, Purple Heart, both the U.S. medals. The other two sounded European. One was the European...
African, Middle Eastern.
Middle Eastern.
Campaign medal.
Campaign medal. Okay. That sounds like he was part of the campaign.
In Europe, Africa, Middle East. That area.
And then the last one was Distinguished Service Cross, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a British thing, too.
I'll help you. They're all American.
They're all American? Okay. Yes. Never mind. They're all American. Okay. What the hell? So Purple Heart is you get that if you're injured.
Mm-hmm. So it specifies that one bronze oak leaf cluster on his Purple Heart, by the way.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
It just says it's are you on the Mr. Miyagi Wikipedia page right now?
That's where I got this, yes.
Okay, so Purple Heart, you get injured and you get it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to sound bad to Mr. Miyagi, but I'm not knocking the guy. That would be easier for him to get than all the other medals. Because all he's got to do is get injured on the field somehow. And then survive. You get a Purple Heart. Bang, bam, boom. Now, Medal of Honor. You got to save, like, 10 people to get the Medal of Honor. Like, that's really hard to do.
Yeah. That's like a video game title. Hard.
Yeah, exactly. That's, like, you got to, like, kill a bunch of people, save a bunch of people. Now... The campaign medal. I feel like that's probably easy to get. You just do the campaign with people. You know, you're part of that thing, and you get it. However, that's like a super, really specific medal that he got randomly.
Yep.
Like, that doesn't really make... It's not in context with the other ones at all. But I can see you... And I can see you making it up just to, like, throw me off. Mm-hmm. But I can also see the movie scriptwriter... Just thinking themselves really clever and be like, I'm going to include the Middle East, Africa, Europe campaign medal.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Distinguished Service Cross.
That seems to me, and I don't know, that seems like a light Medal of Honor.
I agree with you. No, I don't know for sure.
It's like a diet Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
If you will.
So I think that one might be more easy to attain than the Medal of Honor.
Here's my image. I have a good one. So Distinguished Service Cross is the guy that saves the Medal of Honor guy. He like carries him.
Like Medal of Honor guy like saves like 20 people. He's running back to the chopper. He gets shot in the ass. And the Distinguished Service guy's like, oh, I got you. And then he puts him in the chopper. And like, you for saving him, that a lot of honor was sent me. But it's like the Diet Medal of Honor. I feel like that one would be easier to get for Mr. Miyagi. If Mr. Miyagi had the Medal of Honor, he wouldn't shut up about that thing. Like, you would hear it all over the place. Like, oh, I got the Medal of Honor, Daniel, blah, 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 blah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But he, you know. I don't think he did. Well, I'll use my Bing anyway.
Okay.
But if I'm going to guess, I'm guessing it's not the Medal of Honor. Okay. I need to figure out my query here. Mr. Miyagi service medals? Is that how was the question phrased?
Mr. Miyagi received all of these medals except one.
Okay, got it.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready whenever you're ready. Yep.
3, 2, 1, bing.
Mr. Miyagi.
Just bing it.
Medals. Just bing it. Mr. Miyagi. All right, I'm on the Wikipedia.
Okay.
And how much time do I have?
I wasn't counting. Let's say it's up.
Wow. Wow.
Are you on the Wikipedia page? Can we talk about that page?
He did get the Medal of Honor. He did get the Medal of Honor.
Is that Wikipedia page not the most beautiful thing you've ever seen?
I can't believe like they have a table with all the medals. Like what? Someone like went to the time to be like, these are the commendations Mr. Miyagi got in his time.
In the movie, one
bronze oak leaf cluster.
I think they only show his military uniform like in a flash, and then it's
someone
took that frame
and was like, I gotta write all the medals down for the Wikipedia page. And this isn't like a small section of the page, this is like a good chunk of the page. It's like, oh, you know, here's all his medals, and like we've got a nice table here. Like they could have just said it, but they're like, no, I gotta put this in like a very obvious
And there's actually, like, a lot of them, too.
He got a lot. Well, anyway, he's got the Medal of Honor, he's got the Purple Heart, he's got the European, African, Middle Eastern campaign. So the Distinguished Service would be the one that he doesn't have. Final answer.
That is correct. He did not receive the Distinguished Service Cross.
I can't believe Mr. Miyagi has the Medal of Honor.
Why does he have that?
Why does he have that?
Isn't he from Okinawa? He does not...
I don't know, man. It's confusing.
I don't know. There you have it.
Whatever. He's got it. Whatever. I don't know.
I'm glad he has it.
Yeah, me too. Do you want to get into some Reddits and not talk about depressing topics? I'm sorry I depressed this earlier.
I don't think it was depressing. I think those were actually uplifting, positive topics.
So I've discovered what makes me happy as a person is to not. I don't need the world to tell me things that are going to make me happy. I need to go find it and do it. And then if I'm doing stuff with other people that happen to be doing the same thing, then I know I'm, like, in a good, you know?
You're on the right track. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's the key for me. Because I've tried all the, like, let's meet with other people that like board games and see if that's fun. It's like, no, it's not. It's not at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Can I tell you how that ends? You sit at a kitchen table and you're drinking a beer. And then the guy, usually the host, pulls out this big board game. And you've never seen it. It's like... Mysteries of the Third Reich Harry Potter edition or something. And he's like, don't worry. The rule book is like 50 pages long, but it'll be fun. You can just learn as you go.
After the first time, it gets so much easier to play.
And you're like, oh, God, I would rather die than try to play this game.
I have this experience, like, all the time. I love board games, but, like, nothing causes me more stress than someone pulling out a giant board game and they're like, here we go. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Do you remember that game we tried to play when you visited that one time?
Yeah.
It was like midnight something or other. It was like some Cold War game. Do you remember this?
Yeah, it was one of the super intricate war games.
It was two players only. One person's Russia and one person's the U.S. And you're in the Cold War and there's like a million cards and like a giant board. And we spent like 2 hours trying to just figure the rules out.
Yeah.
And we're like, I don't know.
That rule book was like a proper book. It was like a...
It was. Yeah. It was. But anyway, the point is I just need to do my own thing. And if there happen to be people that are also doing it, I think that makes me happy as a person because it's like... There's other people that are getting satisfaction out of this activity. I'm not the only one, you know, and that builds me up, you know. I'm like, okay, you know, this is good. This is wholesome.
I can share a personal story about this. Yeah. So, like, the problem with me is sometimes I find, like, what I'm, like, my real interests, like, kind of mm-hmm. embarrassing because they're kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, like, about 2 weeks ago, actually, mm-hmm. I started a new DeviantArt page.
Okay.
And I'm not going to tell anybody what it is, but...
That's fine.
I started posting things that I draw there.
That's cool.
And a couple days ago, someone mm-hmm. favorited one of my drawings.
See, that's so cool, because it's like, okay, now we're on the same page. Like, yeah.
And it's not, like, stuff that I tried super hard on. It's just stuff that I drew, and this is me, and...
This is what it is.
I'm doing it. This is what I like to draw. And I
think you bring up a really good point, because... I think the internet is good and bad for this. Because it's bad because everyone's seeking self-edification. Like, everyone wants other people to think that they're good and awesome and cool. Like, that's what social media is all about, right? It's like, I post something and everyone's like, oh, you're cool, awesome, 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 right? But, like, you have to, like, create a facade in order to do that. Like, you have to fake your own self in a way to do that, right?
You know?
Like, you have to just come up with fake things or kind of game the system to do it. But the real key, what you just said, is if you can find a place where you just do you and other people are like, I like the way you do you, that is what makes me happy as a person.
Yeah, that's
even if cool. what I do is shit. Like, it doesn't matter.
I can't draw for shit. Like,
yeah, because but that's damn it, where...
I try hard.
And we were talking about this, too, because October or something, one month...
October, like I wanted to do it so bad.
That's a great example, because, like, you go on Twitter and you, like, see all these people that are, like, great. And everyone that retweets the, like, really amazing art, right? Like, I have a lot of weird... I'm a terrible artist. I can't draw worth a shit. But I, like, have really weird doodles that my wife tells me are, like, really odd and strange. And, like, a few people would probably enjoy them. And I would like to share these things. I don't care if anyone doesn't like them. But, you know, if one person likes it, that would make me way happier than if I, like, made something that was, like, popular that I, like, tried to make popular, if that makes sense. Like, follow tried a tutorial to, like, or something.
Pander.
You know what I mean? Like, that, like, one person enjoying my dumb art would make me way happier. And we don't really celebrate that enough, you know? Just doing your own thing, I guess.
Yeah. I think what I said to you before when we were talking about this, like, I don't remember it, Desert Days or something, it was like, I would rather see something someone poured their whole heart into, like, their soul, like, they loved it, and it sucks. It's just not good. It's objectively bad. That's what I want to see.
Yeah. And, like, I want to see that because I want to be able to do that myself and also have someone see it and be like, you're doing you. I don't know what it is, but it's you, you know?
Yeah, and that's that courage is inspiring.
Yeah,
and that's it's like, you suck, but you're doing it. I love it.
You're doing it. You're doing a great job. You know, whatever the hell that is. It's like a frog. I don't even know. It doesn't matter, you know? And I think that's cool to me. But yeah, I just like finding people that are willing to accept that is hard,
because everyone's so closed and they're, you know, they want to, you know, it's like the grouping thing. It's like, oh, we're a group that enjoys really good art, or we're a group that enjoys a specific subset of video games or something. So they already have their tastes that are made because of the group they're in. And so it's like, if you want to do your own thing, it's completely outside of whatever because it's just you. You know, it's hard to find someone that'll be like, oh, great job. That, whatever the hell that is, great job, yeah. You know. But to and find I think that it's, is
yeah. I think it's natural to want to like the same things that other people do. So, like, that's part of the problem.
I think so, too, yeah.
And Twitter specifically as an example, like, maybe 10% of the posts on Twitter are made by humans. Like, that's optimistic.
It's a popularity contest. And I buy into it, and I really shouldn't, because it's stupid. Like, if I had 2 followers that, like, loved whatever I posted, that would make me a happier person than having 10,000 that,
well, know, you have at least, you know, one. I like the basically.
You see what I'm saying, post, though? Yeah. You know, like, I don't know. It's strange. It's hard to find people that have that mindset. Maybe there's probably a lot of people that have that mindset, but we're so ingrained as a society to, like, group up like this that it's hard to, like, realize that other people want to just have that. Hey, you're doing your best. I don't know what it is, but it's great. You know,
yeah,
that kind and of positive attitude.
Twitter specifically, everybody knows how easy it is to make a Twitter account. It's just as easy to make a Twitter bot. Like, it is.
Oh, I know.
It takes 10 minutes. And, yeah, like, why wouldn't someone just make a million of them?
Yeah. And they have.
And they have. And that's these posts with, like, 200,000 likes and retweets, those aren't humans that are doing that. Like, you need to you need to realize.
They have, like, they have a whole algorithm of, like, this is what's going to get the most attention. Or whatever, you know. And it's dumb.
What Reddits do you have on the docket for today?
Sorry, I was.
It's okay.
Really good. Okay, this is a sexist question, but I'm gonna ask it anyway. It's men of Reddit, what movies made you cry? But it really should just be people of Reddit, what movies made you cry? Right? Yeah. I mean, we don't need this BS sexism. It's like only women cry in movies. You know, that's dumb.
I am a man that cries during a lot of movies.
Yeah. So, like, well, give me an example.
Well, you saw me cry during Finding Dory.
That was a good movie, man.
Yeah.
The Pixar movies really get me.
I
don't know why. Something about them. I think they're just, like, so... The emotions are just so basic. Yeah. And just so, like, you know, not in a bad way. In, like, a... Just prime... Like a... You know,
it's
just
like basic primal human emotion
level. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just like the dad wants the son and the friend. You know, it's just like basic stuff, and that's why it gets me. Because it's, you don't have to, like, think about why this is sad. It just is, or happy. You know what I mean? It just obviously is. You
know? I can share a story. I was at Disney World with my mom once, and we went to this, like, performance, and they did, like, Pixar music and showed videos along with it.
Yeah.
And they showed this video. Are you familiar with Up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say, this is the one I was going to mention.
This movie is brutal. Like,
that movie makes me cry a lot.
They played this, like, sad music and showed, like, the what? All right, that, spoilers for Up,
they show the beginning
of Up, and yeah. I had, like, a total emotional breakdown. Like, I was not okay for 30 minutes.
That one gets me so hard. I die when that movie starts. It's so sad. It's only, like, 5 minutes long, but it's so sad.
Yeah, it's brutal. Yeah.
Like, they're all happy, and then she's, like, running up the hill, and she falls, and I'm like...
Oh, no.
Like, oh, my God. This is so sad. But then, later in the movie, they have, like, a twist on that. You've seen the movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there's, like, a thing later where he has, like, the book, and it's, like, the adventure book. And he thinks it's, like, all empty, like his wife's adventures. Like, oh, they didn't go on any adventures together. It's all empty. But then, like, he realizes that the last half of the book is full of just pictures of them, like, doing random shit together.
Yeah.
Like, that's the adventure. And it's, like, it's super cheesy. But, it, like, that part gets me a lot. Because it's, like, she loved you for
whatever you were, yeah. you know, you
she weird thought that balloon you were
man.
Cool.
you cranky balloon man, you. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I'm the cranky balloon man. Like, I'm a cranky person, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, you know, as long as somebody else appreciates you for that. Oh, man, that movie gets me good, though.
Yeah, I don't know if any other movie has gotten to me like that, honestly.
Yeah, that's rough. A lot of Pixar movies do it, though. There's a scene in Toy Story that doesn't make me cry, but it really makes me emotional. And it's when Buzz watches the video, or watches the commercial. Uh-oh. He doesn't know he's a toy yet, right? He thinks he's a spaceman. And he's in Sid's house. And he walks over to a room, and he sees a commercial of the Buzz Lightyear action figure. And it says, like, this is a toy, blah, 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 and has lasers and blah, blah, blah. And then at the end it says, not a flying toy. And the whole movie he thinks he can fly, and he thinks he's a spaceman and all that stuff. And he's, like, really depressed, and he's like, is this real? And then he, like, opens his, like, compartment, and he sees, like, Made in Taiwan on there. Mm-hmm. And then there's this part where he goes to the top of the stairs, and he stands on the balcony. And this music starts playing, and it's like...
it's uplifting, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, something about, like, I can fly if I wanted to, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he, like, jumps off to try to fly. And then, like, the music swells, and it's almost like, oh, he's flying! And then he, like, falls and crashes. And then, like, the music gets really sad. And then you see his, like, arm, like, fall off or whatever. And it's just, like, it gets me. Because it's like... Buzz thought he could do that, but life is not that way.
You know,
like, that's life, man.
Maybe he even knew he couldn't do it, but he's like, you know what? If I can't do it, then I'm going to die trying.
Yeah, and it's like, it's a stupid movie about toys, but, like, that scene is, like, everyone has been Buzz in that scene at some point in their lives. Like, I realize I can't do this. And I'm going to try it anyway. I know I'm going to fail, but even so, like...
I'm going to get hurt real bad if it goes wrong. That's part of it,
you know? And it's just like, oh, that beats me up. It's like, doesn't make me cry, but like, oh, man, that's good. Yeah,
there's a lot of scenes in that movie. Like, the scene where Buzz and Woody are... They're outside of... No, they're at the gas station. They're on their way to Pizza Planet. Mm-hmm. And they get into their really big fight.
Yeah.
And, like, they're beating each other up and everything, and, like, Woody's like, fine, go be on your own. And then, like, Woody picks up his shoe and sees Andy's name, and he remembers, like, wow, Andy really loves Buzz, too. I care about Andy. I need to
I need to help this man, even though I hate him. That's probably one of my favorite scenes. That scene's just really funny, too.
Yeah.
Because they're... yelling at each other. Anyway, they don't make movies like Toy Story as much anymore. I like those. Because it's like a buddy comedy, you know? Those are fun.
Yeah.
For me. But it's, like, it's deep. Like you said, like, it's really basic human emotions, like friendship and failure, you know, and not getting what you want.
Yeah.
You can't get what you want. Sometimes you get what you need, kind of thing.
Yeah, like coming of age, growing up, and all that.
Yeah. It's good. What is a commonly disliked... This question is worded really badly. What is commonly disliked for the same reason you like it? As in, what is something that people don't like, but the reason they don't like it is why you actually like it? Is there anything that you can think of?
I mean, horror movies.
Yeah. Why?
They're
scary.
They're scary. They don't like scary, but you know, I like scary.
Yeah, there's a good example here, and it's movies with unresolved or abrupt endings.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I love movies like that, and someone else on Reddit says that as well.
Yeah, that's another good example.
I could see why people wouldn't like it, but I really like that.
Yeah. Individual tastes are all kind of like that. Like, yeah, yes, someone hates it because of that, but I like it.
That's true. All right, let me do one more, and then you can do your last trivia. What is the worst way to spend $1 million?
You could
gamble it away.
you could just burn it.
I mean, that's not spending it, though. You need to spend it.
You have to spend it on for a service or good.
I would say you go to the gas station, you buy a million scratch-off tickets, and then you just see what happens. Yeah, 'cause you wouldn't be able to carry all those.
The thing is like, not only are you going to lose most of the money, you're going to have to work to get the money back by scratching each individual ticket.
This is a good question. At one point, okay, this is a great question, actually. You're given a million scratch-off tickets. You're given them. You're not spending them. How many do you scratch?
When are you like, okay, that's enough?
No, I'm serious. This is like the question that we did with the presidents and like your four personality characters, like anime and baseball or whatever.
Yeah.
This is telling of a person, I feel like.
Because eventually, with enough scratch-off tickets, yeah, they don't give you much money, but you'll get $50 million.
Yeah. I mean, you'll get like $10 probably in the first like 100, but we're talking about like a big payoff, like above $1,000. Like, how long do you spend to do it? Like, you know? What would you say?
I think I would retire immediately. And then, like, do you just make what you do at night scratching scratch-off tickets? Like, while you're cooking dinner, you're like...
So you would scratch all of them off? Is that what you're saying?
Probably not. Like, I only need so much money.
Well, there's a million scratch-off tickets. You're not guaranteed you're going to get anything, you know?
I mean, a million scratch-off tickets, you're guaranteed a lot of money with that.
Are you, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, law of probability states that, okay, like, I feel like after a million...
you might get $50,000. You're not guaranteed to win the million, though.
No, but you'll get money.
Not enough to retire.
No, probably not. Not with a million.
All right, so how many would you go before you gave up on the whole thing? Remember, scratch-off tickets they expire, you know?
Oh, they do?
You can't Jesus. Sit on them forever.
That makes it worse.
Yeah, you only have, like, I don't know how long you have, but let's say you have a year. We'll be very forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you got a year to scratch all these. How long do you go before you give up?
That's too many. Okay, so 365 goes into a million. How many times? Too many.
I don't know.
You can't scratch them all unless that's all you do.
365 divided by 1 million. 0.000365. Oh, what is that? That doesn't. I think I did the wrong
math. Yeah, you reverse it.
Whoops! Shit. Okay, 1 million divided by 365. So you have to scratch 2,739 tickets a day.
Yes!
Which, let's divide that by 60, which means you have to... No, not... Wait, shit, I did that wrong again. 1 million divided by 365.
Divided by 24.
24. You have to scratch 114 an hour, which means...
You can never 60, sleep.
You have to scratch it 1.9 a minute.
All right, so immediately, I need to hire some people to scratch tickets for me. Minimum wage.
Okay. And they're just scratching all hours of the night.
You need to get, probably three people, right?
Yeah.
Minimum wage is about $8. Are you breaking even? Like... Because that's like $24 an hour you have to pay these people. If they work full time, you have to give them health insurance. Like
they're working 8 hours a day at least. You know, they have shifts or whatever.
Yeah.
That's $192 a day you're spending on them.
Hell, you know? You're not. There's no way you're making that much. I'm scratching.
365 days. That's $70,000.
You know what I think we've just discovered? What? Scratch-off tickets are not worth the time you spend scratching them.
Like, you can make more money by doing anything else.
Like, cut yards or something.
This is a great question.
You just throw them away. Really. I don't want anything to do with them. Like, just give them.
I would do 10 and then be like, all right,
I've had enough of that. All right, final trivia question. We got to get it in real quick.
Go ahead.
All right. Last, all of you, choose a lifeline. It's about movies again.
I'm going to do Monty Hall, the classic.
Okay.
Monty Hall.
The question is, what is the name of the rival dojo in The Karate Kid run by ex-Special Forces member John Kreese?
Okay.
Is it A, Black Mamba? Is it B, Viper Squad? Is it C, Cobra Kai? Or is it D, Snake Shoryuken?
Well, you're lucky for you, maybe unlucky for you, I know the answer to this one because I've seen The Karate Kid a few times. But I just want to comment on how cool the name Black Mamba is
for a
competing thing. Also, have you noticed whenever they have an evil entity in movies, it's always snakes?
Yeah.
You know, like in G.I. Joe, it's Cobra. Mm-hmm. In Karate Kid, it's Cobra Kai. In a bunch of other movies, it's like Black Adder or like, blah, you know, Viper or whatever. Like, it's always snake stuff. Like, what happened? Why are snakes such a bad rap? You know?
It's like biblical. The snake in the...
I guess. Satan.
It's Satan or something.
I'm gonna use Monty Hall anyway, even though I know the answer. I'm gonna lock it. What was the other?
Snake Shoryuken was one of them. If you wanna lock in.
That's it. That's the one. I'm gonna lock in Snake Shoryuken.
All right. It's either Cobra Kai or Snake Shoryuken.
What it is? What? It's Snake Shoryuken. I'm gonna go with Snake. No, I'm gonna go with Cobra Kai. Final answer.
Okay, you're correct.
Snake Shoryuken. That sounds like a fighting, like a name of a move, like a fighter would do.
Yeah, like Street Fighter VI for mobile games. They have like Snake Ryu or something.
Do they really?
No, I made that up.
Oh, okay. I don't know. This reminded me of something, though. Okay, do you remember the game Soul Calibur?
Yeah, there's a new one out.
Yes, there's. Is it just me? And this might be a crazy young me memory of not something that exists. Was there a fighter that was a snake man in that game, or am I just going nuts?
Valdo?
No, like literal snake man. Like
I don't think so.
Like, let me paint you a picture, okay? Like, body of a man, okay? Maybe he was a little lizardy skinned, right? But he had like a humanoid body. Head, cobra. Just a cobra head. And he was green. And he had a sword and a shield, and he would fight just like a regular man. But he would have he had a snake head. And one of his attacks was like he would like cobra you, you know, with his head. Yeah. Like, heck yeah, you know.
I don't remember the snake man. Maybe it was an alternate costume, but...
So I probably just made this thing up in my mind.
Yeah, that doesn't sound real. It sounds like it would look really silly. Like
it did. In my mind, it does. Yeah. It's very, very vivid in my mind, though. Like... I feel like it's real.
Reptile from Mortal Kombat had, like, snake.
No, it's not Reptile. Reptile had a regular head.
Yeah.
This had, like, this man had a snake head. Like, it was a big-ass snake head. Like, it wasn't a small. Like, most of his body was the snake head. You know what I mean?
This is not real. It can't be.
Have you ever had a memory that was, like, really vivid that you swore was real? But... It's not, apparently.
Because that's how I feel. Absolutely. I have, but...
I'm Googling Snakehead Fighter, and there's, like, nothing.
Yeah, that's not a real fighter in Soul Calibur.
I swear this is a thing. Like, he's a real person in some game. Maybe it's not Soul Calibur. Maybe it's some other fighting game. Snakehead Fighter game.
Maybe you're mixing two games, because, like, King in Tekken was the cheetah head man.
No, he wasn't cheating. It was Snakehead. I remember.
You remember the snake?
It was a very large snakehead. It was green, and it was big, and he had a sword. And like, it was like the most normal sword in the world. Like, outside of the snakehead, he would be like the most boring fighter.
He was totally unremarkable, yeah.
He was totally unremarkable, but he had a big snakehead. And that was the thing.
Was it okay? What color? It was a green snakehead.
It was very green. Yeah, it was very green.
Cobras usually have like black heads.
Dude, I don't know. I'm just telling you what my memory remembers. It was all green, and he had a snakehead. If you know what the hell I'm talking about, listeners, please contact us at contact@timebytesound.com or tweet us at timebytesound on the Twitter. I swear it was a snakehead.
I believe that you have the memory. I just don't know if it's a real one.
We're going to end the show twofold. One, I'm going to check our email, which I haven't done in a while. It's not even loading. That's how long it's been since I've checked the email.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like anybody cares about us right now. I'm just looking for that other guy that's like, actually, Linux is this thing. You know, I want that guy to respond.
Yeah, I wish he would say stuff to us again.
Yeah, it's fine. We have nothing. Okay, before we end the show, very quick, we'll end with the would you rather. I have to find, I have six. I need to find one good one to end with. Hold on. Okay. This is easy. Would you rather cookies or comfortable pants?
Comfortable pants.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I think you're right. I think I would rather that too. Like plate of cookies, comfortable pants. I'd pick comfortable pants 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, me too. Unless I was like needed cookies real bad in that moment.
Maybe you have all the comfortable pants you need at that point. You know, real quick, comfortable pants are kind of hard to come by.
They are very hard to come by. Do you have do you have a preferred pair?
I have one pair of comfortable pants. Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about this. Are these pants that you can show anyone other than like maybe your wife?
What is that supposed to be?
Because I have a pair of comfortable pants, but no one is ever going to see them. Unless we're, like, intimate.
No, I do have a pair of comfortable jeans. It took me 30 years to find a pair of comfortable jeans, but I finally found them. And that's true.
Yeah.
But the other pair of comfortable pants is, like, one that I would never be caught dead in public wearing.
You know? Yeah.
Because they're, like, basically pajama pants, kind of, but not really. I don't know. They're just not something.
My comfortable pants are pajama pants. They're like the sweat pant variety of pajama pants. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I have stabbed holes in them at strategic places that make them more comfortable.
To like aerate or something?
Yeah, they're like ventilated.
Oh, why isn't that a thing? Why aren't ventilated pants a thing?
Well, because you can see in the pants. Well,
yeah, but I mean, you wear shorts, you can see your leg, you know. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I guess if you aerate specific areas.
No, the whole, there's up and down the whole thing. Like,
you really stabbed holes in this thing.
Well, they're like cheap sweatpants, and I was like, you know what, it's hot. I live in Florida, you know, it was really hot at night. I was like, I just started stabbing holes in my pants. Okay. I guess that's weird.
Couldn't you just take them off and be like, I'm not going to wear pants right now?
But they're really comfortable now.
You've done like the backwards way to make this. I mean, it's fine. I'm glad you figured out how to make wholly comfortable pants for yourself. But good. Would you rather hug an alien or kiss a dog?
Hug an alien.
Really? I'd rather kiss a dog.
I mean,
you don't know where that alien's been.
You do know me and an aliens, though.
That's true. You would hug an alien.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. That's been episode 100 and what? I don't know where we are. 103 of the Time Bat Show. Who's our sponsor today, Bat Snacks?
Our sponsor today is Raid brand tomatoes. If you've got some tomatoes and you don't want insects on them, then pick Raid tomatoes because they're poison.
When you're thinking killing insects with tomatoes, choose Raid.
Choose Raid tomatoes.
Thank you. That's been episode 113 of the Time of Show. I'm your host, Time Aces,
and I am Bat Snacks.
And remember, when you're feeling kind of woozy,
go see a movie.
Good night, everyone. Drive safely.
Drive safely.